The Donna Park residents have had a very busy summer as they saw the August and school period approaching again. They have collected over 250 signatures on a petition seeking immediate assistance from all parties, the HSE and the council, to address the health and safety issues at Donna Park. Now, it's a critical part to be played by a number of interested parties, the HSE, Donegal County Council Roads and Donegal County Council Planning. And planning holds the key for the taking in charge of the estate. And recently works commenced at Donna Park, commenced by the HSE. And yes, I have had positive statements this week from the council, from the HSE, that the safety matters that are highlighted by the residents, that the walkway that was there and was the original reason for the bridge and the HSE clients crossing, that these issues can be resolved. It's slow, but it's sure, and it's positive. And I'm hoping that all parties will put a bit of priority to that measure now in the weeks ahead.
In terms of its current state, Councillor, we do know that there were security fences in place, but it's understood now that they have been left to one side. Does this not pose an even bigger threat than it had been?
No, well, there were safety gates which were destroyed previously. There has now been a significant wall blockage put up by the works commenced by the HSE. However, the HSE have advised me they do not wish nor see this the end. The council have offered to be of assistance in relation to railings, and the bridge itself is intact. So with these parties working positively together, the Donna Park residents, again, I believe, can have access. And we've asked as well another part of Donegal County Council, Donegal County Council, with their worker, Franz Cunahan, for roadways and walkways, that we look at using a walkway maybe that would connect the Circular Road, Churchtown, with the Derry Road in the school and hospital area as a project to take on sooner rather than later.